This is 307 Net Info, connecting community. With 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Katie and Tucker Giles from the TA Ranch. Hello guys, how are you? Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Nice to see you.
So you are having a second crack at the Fire and Ice Festival, which happened last year as well. It was your inaugural event last year, and you're going to do it again. So I take it was a success, and you're going to tell us a little bit about what this year is going to be like.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a huge success last year. We had about 400 people come to our event, and we were very excited. A little unexpected, but this year we were hoping to make it bigger and better.
I remember talking to you, because we did talk about this time last year, Katie, and I mean, it's a big endeavor to get something like this off the ground. I mean, there are so many different things and there are so many unfamiliar things. Maybe you'd tell us what actually happened last year and what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, so I think when we described the event to people, it seemed a little unrealistic. Because what this is it's a Nordic and Viking festival, and it combines a lot of different things. So it's got a competition where you can do weightlifting. So it's got rock lifting, which is called a Fulstakur, deadlifting, a farmer's carry, a wife carry, a polar plunge, and then archery. And you can compete individually or as a team group, a team of five. And then everybody gets awarded, both for teams and for individual groups. And then afterwards, we have ice carving, and then we have fire performances, live music, and then we have merchants. So we have crystals and tarot card readers and a meadery. And that was kind of what happened last year, and we had a blast.
So you're doing much the same thing, but I assume having been through an event one time, you then learn all kinds of things that you want to fine tune and hone and make better the next time around. Is that what you're doing? Basically the same event, just improved?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year is bigger and better. And in fact, the one thing that we were really concerned, because this is a January event, and we got really lucky last year with the weather. And this year we know it's going to be cold. So everything has huge heated spaces. So our Nordic Games are going to be held in a 40 by 100 heated tent. And then we also have finished our Roadhouse, which is a 75 by 100 heated event space. And then we also have a heated dining area. In addition to everything that we did last year, we've added to this. So we have food vendors, multiple food vendors. We also have a tattoo studio coming, a piercing studio coming. We have wood carver in addition to our ice carvers this year. And then for the fire performances, we've doubled in size and then added aerialist performances. And this year, too, we've upped the price of the ticket. So it's $20 per person and $10 for children. But we've really kind of included many different things in that ticket.
So what is included in the ticket? But what do you get for your $20?
Yeah, so you get participation in the Nordic Games. And with the Nordic Games, you can be competitive or you can just do it for fun, mm-hmm. and or you can observe. And then in addition, there's all of the entertainment, but the tarot card reading is free. The hair braiding is free. Face painting is free. And then this year, we're also going to have little banners that everybody can paint, which is included with your ticket. So you can do your family sigil, or your personal banner, which will hang up kind of in the event space.
So what you're describing is very much an interactive event where you can come, can you dress up? I mean, are you encouraging people to dress up Nordic style?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we really want people to dress up. So there is definitely a cosplay portion to this, and there is Nordic heritage. So you'll be able to learn and you'll be able to see people in costume and kind of explain the period. And we also have a costume competition and a beard competition. So we really want people to kind of go all out.
Okay. So, and people did last year, I believe.
Oh.
There was a lot of very enthusiastic play. So you're kind of setting a good expectation, a high bar for people this year.
Yeah, and we were super excited. I mean, the people who came out showed out, and it was just incredible. Everybody who came and dressed up and participated. It was so much fun.
So, Tucker, what are you doing for the event?
This year, I'm trying to focus on trying to create a good space that people can actually compete in an event in. So I'm doing a lot of the grounds cleanup to ensure that there's no slippage. People feel safe actually competing and pushing themselves to their fullest. And then I'm also going to be helping compete a little bit, or not compete, but I'm going to try to be involved in the games a little bit and helping coordinate, send people side to side, and
do so. What sort of competitors showed up last year?
It was crazy. So we had the nation's, well, she's a champion in the nation for heavy lifting. And it's part of a dumbbell club in, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember.
In Glen Rock.
In Glen Rock, sorry.
Glen Rock Weightlifting Club.
So there are really talented and professional lifters that are coming to these events. And this year we have Forge Physio in conjunction with Buffalo Athletic Club, who are kind of helping us put this all out. And we also have Grouse Mountain Archery that helps put on the archery for us. And so really this is a bunch of people trying to really lift some heavy stuff. So our top weight lift last year for men was about 600. And then for women's, it was, I think she was in like 450, close to 5. So
you can come, you can either compete at that sort of level if that's, you know, what you do, or you can just come and have some fun and just see what you can accomplish.
Exactly. And you can compete next to me if you want, because if you want to feel better about yourself, watch me try to lift a rock.
So it's at the TA Ranch, which is just outside of town. How long does it take to get there from Buffalo?
It's about 15 to 20 minutes. Okay. And But we also have transportation, free transportation that's provided by Buffalo Area Transit System. And it'll be going from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And there are two pickup locations. It's the public parking across from Bonds Brewing, and then also at the Buffalo Senior Center.
Okay, great. And so you can just jump on a bus, and it's sort of just a bit like a Uber.
Yeah.
It'll take you there and back and so on. And that will be running all day.
Yes.
Wonderful. And so the event, it's on January the 18th, so that's coming up pretty soon. I'm sure you've got a lot to do between now and then. And from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening. Do you want people to buy tickets ahead of time, or can they get them at the door?
Yeah, you can get them at the door, but we would really appreciate it if people would buy tickets ahead of time. And I know everybody's kind of waiting to see what the weather is, but it really is a huge surge. It's hard on our volunteers if everybody buys tickets at the gate. So we would really appreciate it. And we would really appreciate these first-time events. The ticketing is really important just to try to help our artisans and our people who are volunteering kind of get covered for their transportation. So ticketing is very important.
Okay, so if you think that it appeals to you, buy the ticket and get out there on the 18th of January. Well, thank you guys very much. It's a really wonderful event and so sort of unusual. And I think it picks up all those sort of niche little things that happen all over Wyoming. And you discover all these little communities of people who are fascinated and interested by something and have a passion for it, and you pulling it all together. So thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah, we are super excited, and we want to do a special thank you to Bo Gardepi too, who's helping us kind of with the Renaissance portion of it, the Nordic portion of it, because he's kind of pulling that community. So you guys are going to be seeing a lot of really fun, interesting kind of like swordplay stuff. Swordplay may not be the right word we wanted to use, but there's things.
Well, January is always so dreary after all the fun of the holiday season. So, you know, thank you for thinking about that and keeping us cheerful through these rather dismal winter months.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there should be something for everyone.
Okay. Well, thank you. I look forward to, I really hope I can be there this year.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.